Jesus was going through some villages. He was healing people. And it got around. If you get to Jesus, you can touch the hem of his garment and you'll be healed. Or if he talks to you, he can heal you. So there were off in the distance, these 10 men, they were lepers. They were off in the distance and they couldn't get close. Why could they not get close? Yes, sir. That's right. If you touched anybody, you could give them leprosy if it was running. So had to be careful. So everybody had to have if they got close, they had a rag over their mouth. And it said, leper, unclean, unclean, unclean. So these 10 men, their lives were totally ruined. They couldn't have a normal job. They couldn't work around other people. Really couldn't even be with their own families because they didn't want to give their family this terrible disease. So they're off in the distance, and they see Jesus coming. They said, Lord, would you help us? And Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. What does that mean? Does anybody know what that means? Why did he tell them to go show themselves to the priest?
So the priest can tell them if they're...
That's right. The priest was sort of like the God's appointed person to declare if they were healed or not healed. So they thought, oh my, he's going to heal us. If the only reason he sends us to the priest is if he declares us clean. So you can imagine these 10 guys, they start going, and I imagine they're going pretty quickly. And I imagine one guy starts to run, the other guy starts to run, they start going real fast. And then how many guys stopped and thought for a minute? Yes, sir. One. Now, what did he think about?
Because Jesus heals him, he should thank the Lord.
That's correct. Now, anytime, listen to me, anytime somebody does something nice or good for you, you should always say,
thank you.
Let's try it again. That was terrible. Ready? Okay. If somebody does something good for you and nice to you, what should you always say?
Thank you.
All right. Now, you can't forget that. If you do, what is a word that people could talk about and say that person is unthankful, ungrateful? That's correct. You don't ever want people to think that you're ungrateful. Never. So, this one man stopped. Does anybody know what he did next? Remember? What did he do next? Yes. Right here. He turned back. And does anybody know when he turned back, he did what? He fell down before Jesus. He got right up to him. And he said, Lord, thank you. And then Jesus asked him a very serious question. Do you remember what it was? You remember what it was? Anybody? Zach? Where are the nine? Were there not 10 of you? Where are the nine? So you know what that tells me? Jesus knows when you don't say thank you. Now, that's a scary thought. Jesus knows when you sit down to have a meal and don't say thank you for your meal. Jesus knows whenever you get a new dress or a new coat or a new shirt or something, a new ball you wanted, and you don't tell your parents or you don't tell whoever gave it to you, hey, look, I want to tell you thank you so much. Jesus noticed it. Now, if we want to please the Lord, whether we're a young person or an adult, we have to learn to say thank you for everything people do to us that's nice and kind. If we get a raise, we ought to go to our boss and say, hey, boss, I want to say thank you. I want to tell you thank you so much for your thoughtfulness for giving me a raise. You get a bonus? Hey, if you get a good grade in school and the teacher was nice to you and maybe you got an extra, how many of you ever gotten an extra point or the teacher rounded up your grade and gave you a little bit more to help you make a good grade? Let me see your hand. Okay? All right. You know what? You should always say, look, thank you. I know you didn't have to do that, but thank you. Let me tell you something else you should do. When your mother fixes a good meal, how many of you got a favorite meal? How many of you know what your favorite meal is? Okay, Martine, what's your favorite meal? You're supposed to already know.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti, okay. Spaghetti. All right. What's your favorite meal, Melody?
A lot of them.
A lot of them. That doesn't count. Your favorite meal. Yes, sir. Braden?
My mom's Chick-fil-A chicken.
Oh, that was very good. I've never heard that before. My mom's Chick-fil-A nuggets, okay? All right, that's good. All right. Something else that you're thankful for. Yes, ma'am.
Mac and cheese.
All right. Look, hey, when your mom fixes your best favorite, your best and favorite meal, you know what you ought to always say? Mom, thank you for thinking about me. And thank you for my favorite meal. Listen to me. The reason Jesus knows when we're not thankful, because he asked the question, where are the nine? So when you get something, the Lord does something good for you, you better not be, where are the nine? Always be the one that falls down before the Lord in your heart and says, Lord, thank you. Always be thankful. And then one other lesson, don't ever be one of the nine because Jesus sees it. There's one other lesson about this story. Jesus can do anything. If he healed a leper, he can do anything. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. So maybe you've got a test upcoming this week and it's a hard math test. The Lord can help you. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Did you know that the Lord's never seen a math problem he couldn't solve? Never. So understand, the Lord can do anything. So that's the reason we talk to him and say, Lord, could you help me? Because he can. So he can help you do anything. Number two, always be thankful because he notices when you're not thankful.